This is the National Rural News.
Hello, I'm Laura Parr and welcome to the National Rural News Close-Up Interview Podcast. Parks in Central West New South Wales will play a crucial role in getting produce overseas, despite its nearest port being about 400 kilometres away. Pacific National is looking at building a $50 million freight terminal that'll bring together the existing Perth-Sydney line and the inland rail line linking Melbourne with Brisbane. Rural reporter Eddie Summerfield spoke with service delivery manager Graham Moore.
We've put in a submission to develop the Pacific National Terminal in Parkes. It's a facility that we've been planning for a long time, and with the recent announcement of Inland Rail, we're pressing ahead with that development application.
As you mentioned there, it's the $8.4 billion Inland Rail project that was announced in this year's budget. Can you tell me what this terminal will look like and the role that it's going to play in linking Melbourne with Brisbane?
So the Pacific National Terminal, it's a multi-function site. So it's a regional hub as well as a interface between our services transiting the north-south corridor as well as our east-west operations. So it's where we would be double stacking trains heading to Perth, and that's putting two containers on top of each other and sailing that across the country. And then it's also where we would be combining our regional operations and connecting them with the multiple services that we actually transit through Parkes today.
So you've got the submission in. What's the process from here?
We go through the process of application. Once it's approved, then we would look to commence construction probably early next year. We would start the building process and looking to a first stage operation maybe towards the end of next year is what we'd be looking at.
Excellent. And the position of this, what will it mean for exporters and farmers right throughout the entire rail corridor as far as getting their produce to market and to the ports quicker and more efficiently?
I think Inland Rail is what delivers on that promise. And this is the first regional hub investment for Pacific National. The hubs will become basically central points where freight will be amalgamated. Once you've got Inland Rail, you've got it connected to three major ports on the East Coast. You've got three major ports which will be competing for traffic from regional exporters. There'll be a lot of competition between these three ports, but what you will have is an efficient logistics line linking each of those ports.
So therefore it should mean it is cheaper for farmers to get their produce to market.
That's what we anticipate, is lower cost of delivery and making regional produce more attractive to exporters.
This has been the National Rural News.